communities and protecting our wildlife. A tree can be noble, growing hope in every corner of the world. That's why now is the time for trees. Millions of trees. Join our planting movement at arborday.org.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest station ever. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Peter King. Secretary of State Antony Blinken's shuttle diplomacy has produced at least one positive result. Egypt has agreed to open its border with Gaza for humanitarian aid and to let people escape from the fighting. Speaking in Cairo, Blinken says there's more work to do.
We came here with four key objectives: to make clear that the United States stands with Israel, to prevent the conflict from spreading to other places, to work on securing the release of hostages, including American citizens, and to address the humanitarian crisis that exists in Gaza.
Correspondent Ian Lee has the latest on the fighting.
Israel hasn't pulled back on its aerial assault on Gaza, as the country's ground troops amass at the border, preparing for a probable escalation of the war. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu asked soldiers if they were ready.
CBS's Charlie Daggett is at a kibbutz where Hamas gunmen killed more than 100 people.
Amid the sadness here, a growing anger. Why weren't communities so close to Gaza better protected? And why did it take Israeli forces hours to respond?
We failed, period. We failed protecting the civilians. It shouldn't be happened. Not like this. Never. Not in this scale.
There have been protests in dozens of cities around the world and in this country. KCBS TV's Lauren Posen is in Los Angeles.
We are under occupation for 75 years.
Thousands of pro-Palestinian demonstrators gathered at the Israeli consulate and marched up Wilshire Boulevard.
They were just protesting here to, you know, free the Palestinian people of all their siege, their misery.
When demonstrators reached the federal building, they were met with pro-Israeli supporters.
Terrorism's got to go.
Dallas police say they've arrested the gunman who shot three people last night at the Texas State Fair. Tammy Stallcup was near the food court building where it happened.
Some of us had gotten something to eat. My daughters went back in to get something to eat, and we were sitting and eating, and that's when we heard multiple shots. I want to say it was like 6, 8, 10. I don't know. It's in that moment you don't really register on what it is, and then everybody's like, shooter, run, and so everybody took off running.
Officials say injuries to the three people shot were not life-threatening. Fairgoers were told to leave. Louisiana voters have elected a new governor, State Attorney General Republican Jeff Landry, who thanked voters and a higher authority.
We know that all things are possible through God.
Landry succeeds incumbent Democrat John Bel Edwards, who was term limited out. This is CBS News.
If you need to hire, you need Indeed, because Indeed's all-in-one hiring solution helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
My name is Jim Conroy, and I'm the CEO at Boot Barn. As we celebrate 45 years supporting the Western community, we have been reflecting on the American Cowboys' incredible influence on our nation. Through tenacity and grit, they persevere to keep the cowboy legacy alive while feeding families across the world. It speaks to the strength and spirit of our country, and we are honored to support this proud heritage. Thank you for sharing the West with us for 45 years.
At Grainger, we're for the ones who specialize in saving the day and for the ones who've mastered the art of keeping business moving. We offer industrial-grade supplies for every industry, with same-day pickup and next-day delivery on most orders, all backed by real people ready to help, so you can get the right answers and products right when you need them. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Mainly cloudy this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 56. North winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, lows dip down to about 40. mainly sunny tomorrow, highs around 55. Upper 50s Tuesday, turning warmer Wednesday with highs in the low 60s and showers. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 55.
So, have you done sports?
Yes.
What about weather?
Done that.
I've got it! The moon!
Hey everybody, you're listening to James Help Seth Pick the Next Theme for this week's Seth Faces the Music. It's on Sundays from 6 to 8 p.m. on locally grown radio, WFHR. The problem is, he's done so many shows already, it's getting tough to find the next group of songs. Don't worry though, it'll be fine.
Yeah, alright, you got me, I give up.
That's it! The theme for the next Seth Faces the Music will be...
Fear you're missing out when you miss our conversations on air? You can always join the discussion on our social media channels. Find Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can also find social media for specific shows and hosts on our website. Go to civicmedia.us.
That's the Polka family kicking things off here on the Sunshine Polka Party with Give a Little Bit. Yeah, we're right now on the air with the Sunshine Polka Party. And you bet, Tim Hubbelt, your host, the Polka guy, keeping you company here for the next 50, 55 minutes. Thank you so much for tuning in, as I've said before. Always good to have you along this morning. Right now, we're going to continue with some music from the Jolly Zuck Brothers. Here's one entitled Polka with Me.
Polka
lips and look to a smile. 4, 5, 6, a polka can fix a broken heart in just a little while. 7, 8, 9, gonna have a good time dancing the whole evening through. I'd like to spend the rest of my life dancing the polka with you.
you, folks. Thank you. Thank you very much. Got a few requests for a little tune I wrote about 20 years ago. Here's one called The Christmas Toy Polka.
Couple of numbers there from Carl and his Country Dutchman from the album Polka Passion and the Christmas Toy Polka and the Pizza Polka. Mm-hmm. Should we play another one here by him? I think we should. No, I'll wait a little while on that one. Let's do, oh, he's got the Dance Hall Polka. That's a gooder. Yeah, let's do that one real quick here.
I've been many places.
Whoop, wrong button. I've been running places. I'm close. Dance hall.
You've heard this one before, huh? We'll be right back. like that part.
The most competitive sport for all to enjoy, and Milwaukee is even the capital for it. It's bowling, and the oldest bowling alley is in Wisconsin. Holler House is home to the two oldest sanction lanes in the U.S. and are still made of the wood installed in 1908. The building on West Lincoln in Milwaukee looks the same. Musicians Joe Walsh and Jack White have thrown a ball down those 115-year-old lanes. Now, can you guess the tradition that continues here to this day? A hot beef sandwich, just 25 cents. The pins still set by people, swear, and you're tossed out. The answer coming up. The fifth and sixth generations run Holler House, so some odd history does remain, like bras hanging from the rafters. The alleys have even been featured in the Wall Street Journal and Sports Illustrated. So what's your guess about the continuing tradition? It's the pins still being set by people. No machines here. These stories make it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Haven't been checking out Director's Cut lately? Well, here's some of the guests you may have missed.
Local legend from Four on the Floor, musical magician, one of my favorites, Pete Ravel. Michael Charles, Chicago Blues Hall of Fame, a man who has played with Buddy Guy.
Bria Krieger joining us, a local artist.
To welcome to the WFHR stage, the legends, the lizards themselves.
Best-selling author, Mystery Science Theater 3000 legend, Midwest's own Mary Jo Peel.
Director's Cut, every Sunday night from 8 to 9 on Locally Grown Radio.
And welcome back to the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show. We have Dan Wittke and his music makers up next with the Klatschen Polka. Thank you.
I said I love you. We had to part, but not for long, dear. With hopes and dreams just planned for we two. 'Twas then I knew I needed you.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
It's that time of year where things go bump in the night. Ghosts and ghouls and goblins are spotted roaming the foggy late-night landscape, preparing for Halloween. Coming soon, there will be tricks and treats, costumes and fun. But remember, there's only one thing more scary and disturbing than vampires, witches, or even clowns. The most frightening thing of all, an old, rickety, dark and dirty porta-potty. Don't let the thought of a porta-potty frighten you. Crockett Septic has a huge inventory of porta potties available for events, parties, and promotions, and they're always clean and comfortable. Stay away from those nasty porta coffins and call Crockett Septic for a porta potty experience that won't scare the well, you know, out of you. From Rome to Rudolph in Junction City, Grand Rapids, and Nakusa, all the way to Point and Plover, Crockett Septic can handle your porta potty needs, holding tanks and septic pumping too. Call Crockett Septic today, 715-712-3456.
Hey, welcome back to the Polka Party. We're going to go back in time now to when I was working at another radio station, WTKM, out of Hartford, and they had their Washington County Fair going on, and we had a pavilion out there that had live music with Kenny Brandt and his band, and he's going to perform for us a couple of tunes here. And this is recorded live from that event about, oh my goodness, at least 25 years ago.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. the sky there, especially for Dwayne. Thank you.
The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
When we got back from the Working Class Heroes radio tour, one of the things that people asked is, what'd you learn? As you're going through rural America, what'd you find? Found angry people, and angry for cause. But the sad reality is they've been fed decades of outrage candy, and they're angry at the wrong people. They're angry at their neighbors. They're not angry at the very wealthy where they should be. Be sure to tune in live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network, and have your voice heard.
Sports allow us to play, learn, and grow. But there's something more important than victory. At the U.S. Center for Safe Sport, we believe every athlete deserves to be safe. Safe from abuse and misconduct on and off the field. We equip athletes, parents, coaches, and others with the right education to recognize, prevent, and respond to harmful behavior. Join the movement to champion respect and end abuse at uscenterforsafesport.org.
Well, again, our time has gone by so quickly here at the Polka Party. Got a couple of tunes coming up here with Johnny Vadnal and the band. Think you might enjoy these. And then we'll close out the program. About 4 minutes here is left. So stick around for these last couple of tunes.
Wednesday, she calls me her sweet turtle dove. On Thursday and Friday, all we do is fight. Then she goes dancing on Saturday night. Sunday, she calls me and we kiss. And then we go through the week until Thursday again. She knows I can't polka, so she starts a fight. So she can go dancing on Saturday night. She can go dancing on Saturday night.
Again, thank you for everybody for tuning in here to the Sunshine Polka Party on the new WFHR FM 97.5 AM 1320. Glad you could join us, and we'll do this again next Saturday. So if you're out and about, keep dancing. Keep
you younger. WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From the home of